Welcome to the Hoosier Ag Today Friday podcast on the 16th of May, 2025. I'm Ian DeEubank, the Hat Podcast, made possible by First Farmers Bank and Trust, proudly serving local farms, families, and agribusiness for 140 years. Visit them online, ffbt.com, to learn more. Eric Pfeiffer and CJ Miller coming up with the news today, including the newest planting weather update, and learn about a corn-based sweetener that is a sugar substitute that offers some real advantages. Hat Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin has some rain in the forecast for much of Indiana. And yesterday we saw a sharp sell-off in soybean futures as the grains were mixed. We'll have the final numbers and market analysis with Steve Erdman coming up on the Hoosier Ag Today Friday podcast.
As a farmer, you plant millions of seeds every spring. You know that tomorrow's harvest depends on today's hard work, knowledge, and care. At First Farmers, we recognize that today's seed is tomorrow's success in both farming and finance. If you're looking for a bank that has been committed to agriculture for over 135 years and has the experience to prove it, let's talk. Learn more at ffbt.com or stop by your local branch. First Farmers Bank and Trust, Equal Opportunity Lender, member FDIC.
Considering a career in agriculture, Michigan State University's Institute of Agricultural Technology offers in-state tuition rates for students from Indiana and beyond. With programs like Ag Operations, Forest Technology, and Food Processing, MSU IAT prepares career-ready graduates in 2 years. Our certificate programs are designed to launch your students' future in agriculture. Take the first step at iat.msu.edu.
Some rain slowing down planters and corn in your ice cream. Don't worry, we'll explain. I'm Eric Pfeiffer. This is Hoosier Ag Today. A rainy end of the week will slow some planters down across the state. It's time for this week's planting weather forecast with Hat Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin, presented by Beacon Credit Union.
Wishing all our farmers a safe and successful planting season. I'm Danielle Aldrich, your ag lender at Beacon Credit Union, committed to growing with you every step of the way.
Somewhere between a half to 1.5 inches of rain is what Martin expects will get out of rains that move through Thursday night and today. Saturday and Sunday, though, he expects to be dry.
And I'm going to put most of Monday in here as well. Good evaporation Saturday and Sunday. We probably stifle that evaporation a little bit on Monday as clouds increase ahead of our next weather system that is going to show up here. I'm starting to see some moisture try and push in already late Monday afternoon, Monday evening. But the most precipitation is coming Tuesday, Wednesday of next week.
And what can we expect from that precipitation?
All in, all done. Half to 1.5 inch rainfall totals, coverage around 80 to 90% of the Hoosier state. The moisture may get strung out a little bit, and I even think we can see some lingering activity early Thursday morning. But otherwise, we're looking in pretty good shape. We do dry down for the balance of next week, Thursday, Friday, and the start of the holiday weekend, Saturday and Sunday.
For Memorial Day Monday, Martin does call for another round of moisture.
But it's just kind of unstable, heat-based instability, scattered shower action. And we see a lot of that last week of May going into early June. So some pop-up scattered activity, not a lot of heavy rain, but not a lot of full dry down as well.
Get more forecast details from Martin at HoosierAgToday.com.
When you call Keystone, you're not just making a connection. You're dialing into service, solutions, and success. We're not just here to meet today's needs. We're building for tomorrow, advancing technology, growing opportunities, and driving innovation with the best team in the Midwest. Keystone is more than a business. It's a commitment to our farmer owners, our rural communities, and the future we're all cultivating together. Call the co-op that leads, serves, grows, and embraces the cooperative advantage.
That corn that's trying to go in the ground right now, well, it could wind up becoming the sweetener that's used in your ice cream, cookies, and sodas. CJ Miller has more.
Well, during the AgriNovus Indiana Quadrant event held on Wednesday, I spoke with Abigail Storms, Senior Vice President of Global Sweeteners and Fibers with Tate and Lyle, as she shared the benefits of allulose. It's a sugar substitute that comes from corn.
Allulose literally has 10% of the calories of sugar. It has no impact on blood glucose levels, and it's non-cariogenic, so it doesn't affect the pH in your mouth that would cause cavities.
Storm says that corn-based allulose not only tastes more like sugar, but it also has the same texture when it hits your taste buds.
Because the allulose is like sugar, it's building back what we call mouthfeel, so that kind of syrupy feel that you have in your mouth when you drink a full sugar soda compared with how a diet soda experiences.
Courtney Kingery, CEO of the Indiana Corn Marketing Council and Indiana Soybean Alliance, says that allulose is yet another way that corn is showing its value to the world and providing more value back to Indiana's corn producers.
It's another way in which a new product, a new market, a new innovation is continuing to move the pile and find new opportunities and new areas that corn grown right here in Indiana and right in the Midwest can be used to help meet consumer trends.
Read more at HoosierAgToday.com. I'm CJ Miller.
And I'm Eric Pfeiffer, Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's Farm Network.
At Farm Credit Mid-America, we do more than lend. We lift up our rural communities that we serve, too. From our day-to-day business of supporting farmers to our community investment efforts and scholarships for students, we help local rural communities find their next level. Visit fcma.com/community to learn more about our commitment to communities. Farm Credit Mid-America is an equal opportunity lender.
I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin with Hoosier Ag Today's Indiana Farm Forecast. As we take a look at the setup here across the region, not looking at any major weather issues. We have some rain coming through today into tomorrow morning. That's going to be helpful. This is part of the weather system that actually brought us some rain last night and into early this morning as well. Basically, what we're seeing here through the daytime hours today is a nice little dry slot across the region. I think all in, all done, when you put what's coming tonight into early tomorrow together with what came last night and early this morning, I think this end of the week rain will end up being 0.5 to 1.5 inches over almost 80 to 90% of the Hoosier State. Yes, there will be some holes, but everybody's getting some moisture here. We put together a dry weekend then. I think we're partly to mostly sunny for tomorrow and dry. Sunday is dry, and I think Monday works out mostly dry. However, there's another weather system, strong low pressure, starting to build in the plains next Monday afternoon, and we may start to see some far eastern fringe stuff of that system get into Indiana overnight Monday night into Tuesday. Very spotty on that, but I think moisture is here. Better rain potential filling in Tuesday through Wednesday. Rain and thunderstorms, potential for some strong to severe thunderstorm activity, so we'll have to watch all of that. I think the first half of the week, we're looking at rain totals once again at anywhere from 0.25 to 1.5 inches. Once we get to Thursday, we're starting to dry things down. We get partly to mostly sunny skies in here. We're dry for Friday. The Memorial Day weekend is upon us. I think we can put together a dry Saturday and a mostly dry Sunday. Have to watch for a few scattered showers overnight Sunday night into Memorial Day Monday morning, and then once again Monday night into Tuesday, but nothing over the top. We're dry for most of the rest of that last week of May as well. Just some heat-based instability, I think, is what we're going to be dealing with here and there. That's the way your forecast is stacking up. I'm meteorologist Ryan Martin.
Planting season is here, and Beacon Credit Union is proud to stand beside the farmers who make it all happen. We're here to help with flexible lines of credit, equipment financing, and real estate loans built for your operation. At Beacon, it's ag people serving ag people, committed to your success in every season. Start at beaconcu.org. Insured by ASI, not federally insured EHO lender.
Attention construction pros. Purple Wave Auction brings quality equipment to your fingertips. Join our bi-weekly online auctions featuring dozers, excavators, loaders, and more. We provide detailed listings, photos, and seller contact info. Inspect online or in person. With our no reserve policy, every item sells to the highest bidder. Visit purplewave.com today and see why informed builders choose Purple Wave. Transparent processes, real deals, your next great purchase awaits. purplewave.com.
Mixed in the grains and oil seeds with soybean futures taking it on the chin. This is Hoosier Ag Today's Thursday Farm Market Review. I'm Andy Eubank, and the markets are powered by Purple Wave Auction. Purple Wave makes buying and selling used ag equipment easy. For more information, visit purplewave.com. I'll have final numbers coming up. First, thoughts on what happened during the session. I checked in with analyst Steve Erdman, Laden Trade, for that. Wheat has a higher day. Nearby corn futures just a little higher, but that market flat pretty much all day long. But on Thursday, Steve, the soybean market was the story, sharply lower, following sharply lower soy oil and crude oil. What was happening in the energy sector that impacted beans?
I think the EPA came out with an announcement trying to say how much bean oil would be folded into the diesel market. And I don't think the trade was impressed with what they heard, Andy. And I think that's what started the sell-off in bean oil. I mean, and I'm sorry to say, I've been trying to tell people that you don't chase beans based on strength in bean oil. It's just a bad idea and has been for decades. You've got to have a meal market that's got some real demand and to carry the flag for the bean complex to really have any meaningful chance of rallies in the bean complex. But, you know, by and large, we stay in the same pattern. It looks to me like it's a big head and shoulders. The strength that we saw in the rally up to 1060 area, obviously the market's rejected for the time being. And we closed no beans at 1035 and a quarter today, down 26 cents. But I think the market will have some underpinning and very much more weakness. We'll see some demand come at us. And I think that's, speaking of wheat, that's what prompted the wheat market to see a little appreciation. We're finally cheap enough where we can get rid of some of our gluttonous supply. I mean, we still are bouncing up against, you know, 45% to 50% stocks to usage in wheat. Conditions are improving in the southern plains. They're getting plenty of moisture down there. The northern plains are supposed to get moisture between now and the middle of next week, and they badly need it, as some of the other areas in the grain belt do also. I know central Illinois got 1.5 inches of rain. It was very spotty. It wasn't a general rain, but they got 1.5 inches yesterday, and I think it's just what the doctor ordered on some of these freshly planted bean and soybean and corn crops. So we're getting off to a good start. I think Monday's crop progress report, the planting progress, is going to show us probably close to 80% done in corn. That's my guess. And, you know, we're getting in the ground. Now if we get some moisture, we'll get some good emergence, some good stands. And those are all things that should point to higher yields. So I think right now, for what we know, the USDA is in line with their national average yield peg at 181. So, you know, we're still looking at a whale of a crop at this point. And I think the fear in the market, the reason corn stays kind of on the defensive, is there is the fear that we are planting indeed more corn acres than they suggested at the end of March on the March 31st planting intention report. So, you know, if we see a big jump at the end of this month, or end of June, I should say, in the June report, if we see corn acres is even greater than what we suggested at the end of March, then we obviously have a bigger crop to deal with. And I think in the same breath, that is something that should lend some support to the bean complex on much further weakness from here. But quite frankly, we've been in a range really from $10 to $10.60, and I don't see that changing too much. I don't see the bean market breaking down because they are losing acres. I think we have had to absorb the South American, the brunt of the Brazilian crop, as it's still hovering around 170 million metric tons. The Safrina crop is supposed to be in excellent condition, so we've got that to contend with in the world export market. We've got all the uncertainties of tariffs. I think the market is a little bit positive about that. I think they believe the Trump administration will cut some favorable deals. I mean, we had favorable deals in their first administration, but the Biden administration didn't think that they needed to push China to adhere to the deals that they'd made. So that should be resurrected, and it should be good for the soy complex in terms of what they're going to buy from U.S. origin. But, you know, we've got a bunch of stuff going on that's obviously having market impacts, so we just need to sort through this and walk through time and see where we end up. But I would still encourage producers to, you know, play some defense on corn prices. If we rally these corn back up to the 450 area, 460 area, I think it's a good hedge for the time being, unless we run into a weather market. And that's going to be the next contention. The dryness that we have around, I think, has concerned people. It just depends on how much this rain event puts in a general fashion over the grain belt next week and between now and next Wednesday. So we'll just have to see what happens and play it as she goes.
Steve Erdman with the market comments today. Steve is with EFG Group. On the Hat Thursday, farm market review, 3 cents higher. July corn, 448.5. Everything else, though, a little lower. September down 2.25, 425. Dece, 438.75, down 1.75. Beans, way down. July, 1051.25, losing 26.5. August, 27.25 off at 1047.25. November, 1035.25, 26 points lower. July wheat, though, a gain of 8 cents going to 532.75. Meat markets mixed, and the cattle market very weak, down $2.77 on June live cattle, 211.17, $100.70 for June lean hogs, a gain of $1.85. I'm Andy Eubank with the Thursday Market Review. This is Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's leading farm network.